Let's go with the Word this morning. And a little history. You all right with some history today? All right. Now, if you're going to go to sleep, you're going to get really tired of me because I'm going to holler at you right quick. It's happening. I am not asleep. I went to eat breakfast early this morning. A lady asked me what I wanted. I get decaf a lot because I'm already got problems. And so, but I tell her on Sunday, load me up, lady. Give me the stuff with the juice, baby. Amen. Guy came in this morning, and he didn't even know. We don't know each other by name. I've seen him a few times in our community. He said, "Are you revved up, Rev?" I said, "I'm getting there, baby. Give me a little while." But now I'm revved up. Let's go. Here we go. The message today in a little series called In God We Trust. If you'd like to avail yourselves to this teaching that we put together, some things I've done over the last several years, we've got it out back on DVD. You can find things. You want to know about George Washington? We got it. John Adams? Got it. Jefferson? Got it. How about the Constitution? The Declaration of Independence? Shoot, if you even want some information on Harvard University, I did a message on Harvard University. And so some different tools out there, some things you might enjoy. If you're on the computer and all that kind of stuff, you can pull all our notes down. You can go to PastorGarySermons.com, PastorGarySermons.com. Hundreds of sermons. The In God We Trust series is being featured right now. YouTube, all that kind of crazy stuff. And because we put a lot of work into it, and we get as most mileage we can out of it, don't we, Raj? We push it, baby. So here's some stuff today. Let's share some stuff with you on our country. Can you say that with me? Help me now. The states and the... One more time. You did good, but one more time. The states and the signers. We're going to roll like a freight train. Let's look at the states of the United States of America. We don't just have a constitution for the United States, but each state has a constitution. Each state has their own constitution. So how can we find out if we're a Christian nation? We need to look at our individual states to see if the individual states acknowledge God. Okay, y'all hearing where I'm going today? And I'm not going to take forever. You can do this PowerPoint. You can get on the web and check. You can read all this stuff. But I'm going to fly. And we're going to call the roll. I'm going to say the state. Got it? I'm going to say the state. I want you to say the highlighted part. Got it? I'm going to say the state. When we pull the Constitution up, I want you to just say the highlighted part. And let's do a little test on the constitutions of 50 states. All right? Let's try it. Here we go. Alabama. Almighty God. No, don't say preamble. I'm sorry. Good thing we ain't on TV. Let's try this again. If it says preamble, say the part that has something to do with God. All right? Let's try it again. My bad. My bad. Y'all are a good class. Y'all are good. I would have failed you. You would have stayed after school for that. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Here we go. Alabama! Where you at? Alaska! Right there, Costa. Arizona! How y'all doing? Y'all better go ahead and settle in because we got a long way to go. Arkansas! Wow. I mean, this is pretty strong. California! Oh, and by the way, I'm going to take a break. Where it says preamble, that's up front. That's in the front of the constitutions. That's before they get started too far down many times so they don't want you to lose it. You understand? Say. Oh, yeah. Colorado! No, we don't believe in God. Are you kidding me? Connecticut. Boom. Y'all going to sleep on me. Come on. Delaware. Boom. And you don't think you're created. You think you're an idiot if you believe in creation. Your founders didn't. Say. You've been dumbed down. And you don't believe the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And you think you're smarter than your founders. You're not. I know I'm being ugly in your face this morning. Come on. Florida! Boom! Here we go. Georgia. Boom. Good stuff. Hawaii. There you go. Idaho. Illinois. Y'all are good, man. Indiana. Boom. You'd think all these people got together and they wrote the constitutions of all their states in a room together. Y'all say, Almighty God. No, these were written in their individual states at different times as these states came to be in our great country. Isn't that amazing? I think God had something to do with it, don't you? Iowa. Boom. Pretty big stuff. Kansas. Kentucky. Hey, now, by the way, if you're ever in a class and this test comes up and you have to say, what do the states say mostly in their constitutions about God? If you shot Almighty God down on that piece of paper, you'd probably get a 70. Just a little. Trying to help you with your test. Here we go. Louisiana. Maine. Wow. Keep looking. Maryland. Don't get tired on me. Come on. Massachusetts. Isn't that just like people from Massachusetts? They couldn't just say Almighty God, could they? I'm sorry. Michigan. Minnesota. Vikings. Pray for the Vikings. Here we go. Mississippi. Missouri. Beautiful, man. Keep looking. Are we a Christian nation? I'm trying to see if one state I've missed one. I don't think I've missed one yet, have I? I have it. Montana. Nebraska. We're trying. Nevada. Just calling the roll. New Hampshire. New Jersey. Listen to New Jersey people. They got to say something out loud, don't they? I hear you, people. That's good. New Mexico. Looking great, guys. New York. Oh, yeah. Hey, back that up. Since I'm from there. We, the people of the state of North Carolina, grateful to Almighty God, the sovereign rule of nations, for the preservation of the American Union, existence of our civil, political, and religious liberties, and acknowledging our dependence upon Him for the continuance of those blessings to us and our posterity, do for the more certain security thereof and for the better government of this state, ordain and establish this Constitution. Amen? Do you feel it? That's where you came from. That's our heritage. That's where I was born. North Dakota, Ohio. Now I got to say this for Raj. Pop it up, Raj. We, the people of the state of Ohio, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom to secure its blessings and promote our common welfare to establish this Constitution. You see how they put that up front before they give you their Constitution? Y'all hearing what I'm saying today? They want you to see it. They want you to know what they think. Oklahoma. You're about three quarters of the way. Do not get weak on me. Oregon. Pennsylvania. Rhode Island. Good. South Dakota. Tennessee. There you go. Tennessee also has God and gospel as well. And God again. Texas. Seems to be a theme running through most of these, and it's what? Almighty God. You got that right. Utah. Keep looking. Vermont. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Virginia. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if some of those folks that live right outside of Virginia, they're in Washington, D.C., right there in that area, they'd get that down pat where they come from, say. Absolutely. Washington. Beautiful. West Virginia. Wisconsin. Wyoming. Calling the states today. Now, by the way, that was 50 states. We just did 50 states. Okay? That's all 50. You might say, well, you didn't do mine. Tell me where you're from and I didn't do yours. Say, huh, I did it. Sure we did. All 50 states. That's where you're from. Is America a Christian nation? Hey, sure we are. We're Christian. Do you think we're the only people in church this morning or not? Say. You think there are people all across this country in church this morning? Yes or no? You think they started even on Friday night, some of them, and on Saturday? Yes or no? Sure. You think there'll be churches even around this country tonight having worship services? Yes or no? Sure there are. That's where we come from. We are a Christian nation. I don't care what anybody says. That's our roots. That's who we are. That's all 50 states, but what about this one? It's a wannabe state. Here it is. Puerto Rico! Yeah! They already got their preamble together. Say it with me. I guess they know what they should be saying, right? Amen? Come on. The states and the signers. Let's look. A handful of states, Arkansas, Maryland, North Carolina, and Tennessee, have provisions that deny elective offices to anyone that does not believe in God. Yeah, of course they don't do that anymore, but it's right there in their original writings. They're probably not enforceable, and that's why they don't enforce it today. In Arkansas and Maryland, persons who do not believe in God are constitutionally forbidden from becoming witnesses in a trial. The oaths of office codified in various constitutions often include the closing statement, help me. So help me God. That's where we came from. That's who we are. Several states allowed alternative statements, such as under the pains and penalties of perjury. They've added this stuff, but originally, so help me God. Several do not allow an alternate closing at all. You say it the way we want to say it, or just sit down. I like it like that. Say this verse with me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. An incredible verse. Is the United States of America a Christian nation? I ask you that today. Well, I just took you through the 50 constitutions. Because what they'll tell you is this. They'll say, well, God's not really mentioned in the Constitution of the United States. Well, that's bull as well, because we've discovered that. We've did a study on that. However, that's what people will say. But it's in every single constitution or preamble of every single state. That should be your answer. You hear me? Yes or no? Yeah. What state are you from? That's what I'd say. Well, what state are you from? Well, I'm from Florida. Almighty God! You hear me? Okay. Undeniably, yes, we are a Christian nation. And here's the score. 50 Christian nation, secular nation, zero. That's the score. I just gave it to you. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for the score. Come on, help me now. Come on, come on. That's half of the message. So if you're about to go to sleep on me, you better go ahead and wake back up. That's half of the message. That's the states. Now let's look at the signers of the Constitution. Are y'all all right? A couple of you looking at me funny like you don't like me. Could you just make up a smile or something on your face? I can't imagine anybody living in this country not appreciating what I'm talking about this morning. Amen? Your butt is free because of this kind of mess. Amen. You hearing me today? We sat so fat and happy, like, you know, like all this just happened. Somebody waved a wand. Amen? It didn't just happen that way. I know I get ugly. I get start talking about this stuff, and I get a little ugly. But I'm telling you, this ought to get you going. Amen? Come on. Let's read the opening of the Declaration of Independence. That's what we're celebrating. Is that right? Independence Day? Let's read the opening of the Declaration of Independence. Let's see where we came from, people. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Help me. That all men are, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The 56 signers. How many signers were there on the Declaration of Independence? Somebody tell me. One more time. Can we get that down? Why shouldn't you know that? Say. One more time. How many states? There's 50 states. So it's not that hard. Because you go, wait a minute, there's 50 states. There's more than that. 56. Can we get it down one more time? How many signers? 50. One more time. 50. One more time. 50. Don't you think if you were one of those signers, you would like somebody to remember that you did that? Say, 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. You might think, oh, that's no big deal. They just got together. They just signed something. What's the big deal, Clark? Let's see the big deal. The 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence believed and stated. Here's what they stated inside that declaration. We desire freedom. And it's natural. It's something that's put inside of us by God. It's obvious to everyone. Everyone on the planet wants to be free. Freedom is in our DNA. Amen? That's who we are. Now see, we're in America. So we've grown up with freedom. So we take it for granted. We don't know what it's like. Like a family that comes to our church from Rwanda, where half of her family were chopped to death with machetes. And she actually comes to this church on Sunday morning. Isn't that incredible? She's happy to be in this country. Amen? Say, freedom, freedom, freedom. That's what these signers of the Declaration of Independence, they had inside of them. This desire for freedom. So these 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, they rejected the tyranny, and that's what it was, of the King of Great Britain over the 13 United States. They rejected that. They were tired of that. They wanted freedom. 56 signers. 56 men. Make no mistake about it. This is what the Declaration is all about. Okay? It's really not about the hot dogs. It's not about the chicken with the jerk stuff on it. However, who was it that said that? Adams. Adams said, there should be fireworks. There should be celebrations. There should be parties. There should be festivities. There should be parades because of what we're doing in this room. And that's why we follow it up. Amen. That's why we got a party tomorrow. Amen? Come on. Let's read the closing of the Declaration of Independence. I've got about 5 minutes left. We're doing good. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions due in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be, say it with me, totally dissolved. And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace. So we wasn't doing this without like a little threat here. Okay? To levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm, help me, reliance on the protection of divine providence. Say this part with me. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. What a great thing, huh? Wow. You know, I'm glad I got a church like this and I get to get up here and do this on Sunday morning. I guess some churches, they'd run the preacher off. They'd have a hard time doing that with me. Amen? I'd get you a bunch of us together and we'd punch them. Sorry. We'd do more than that. We'd kick tail. We mutually pledge to each other. Say it with me. Wow. What a great thing. Now, I'm not going to take much time. I'm going to do this in just a few minutes. How many signers were there? Let's look at the actual signatures of the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence. There they are. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. And you know who's got the prettiest signature on the page, right? What's his name? That's why we say today, can I get your... Most people don't know where that came from. Can I get your what? Because look at that. By the way, he was first, am I right? He was first to sign it. He picked him a good spot, didn't he? Now remember, they're pledging their what? Lives, their what? And their what? And he still said, give me the pen. Where are you going to sign? You going to sign somewhere way over, somewhere nobody can see? Oh, no. You give me the pen. And I'll put it right there. As a matter of fact, I'll even make the little squiggly thing under my name. Isn't that awesome? The signers. Who were these 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence and what happened to them? What happened to them? Because you and me, many times, we're all talk. Oh, yeah, man, I'll help you. Mm-hmm. Then you ain't there. What happened to them? Almost half, who were they? Almost half were lawyers and jurists. So they had a lot to lose, didn't they? Say. So almost half of them were what? Lawyers and jurists. 11 were merchants. 9 were farmers and plantation owners. Almost all of them were men of means and education. They were leaders. They were not stupid men. Stupid men didn't sign the Declaration of Independence. They knew full well what they were signing, and they knew full well what their fate would be if they were captured. You think the British were over there going, hey, yeah, y'all, congratulations. I'm real tickled y'all signing that thing and talking about it. And by the way, if you read this document, you'll see how they laid out exactly what was happening to them by Britain and the king. And they were tired of it. See what I'm saying? This was a declaration, all right. We do know what happened to some of these men. History tells us what happened to some of them. The signers. I'd like you to see it. 5 signers were captured, tortured, and imprisoned. So how many? 5 of them. 12 had their homes ransacked and what? Burned. So now we're up to what? 17? 2 lost their sons serving in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured by the British. 9 of the 56 died during the course of the Revolutionary War. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ship swept from the seas by the British Navy. He sold his home and property to pay his debts, and he died with almost everything what? Lost so that you could have freedom. Isn't that incredible? Thank you, sir. Thomas McKeon was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family constantly. He served in the Congress without pay, and his family was kept in constant hiding. Appreciate it. Vandals or soldiers looted the properties of Ellery, Hall, Clymer, Walton, Gwinnett, Hayward, Rutledge, and Middleton. Appreciate it. Thomas Nelson Jr. noted that the British General Cornwallis had taken over a Nelson family home for his headquarters. Nelson is rumored to have urged the artillery firing upon what? Shoot them at my own home. I don't care. Go ahead. Isn't that crazy? How many of us would go, oh, no, no, I've got, you know. Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed. His seriously ill wife was taken prisoner by the British and died following a prisoner exchange. John Hart and his family were driven from their home and forced into hiding in forests and caves. He served two more terms in Congress, but the kidney damage he incurred from hiding took his life in 1779. Lewis Morris and Philip Livingston suffered similar fates, having their homes, property, and livestock taken by the British. Livingston died suddenly in 1778 before the war ended. Wow. How you feeling? Blessed? Free? Amen? Aren't you glad that's where you came from? These were educated men of means. They had security, but they valued what? More. They could have had a happy life. They were in a place where they could have just lived their life, but they didn't. 56 men, standing tall, straight, and unwavering, pledged, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledged to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. You have a great 4th of July. Amen? And just we'll thank God for what He's done for this great country. Let's praise the Lord. Amen? Come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.